Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about ExxonMobil to launch contactless pay at pump feature, JP Morgan Chase to launch card payment service Quick Accept, TransferGo partners with Visa to bring global real-time transfers to users, mobile wallet transactions in India to exceed 1.4 trillion in 2024, says Global Data. Money-conscious Brits now buy big at the end of each month, OpenPay reveals. Now let's get started. ExxonMobil to launch contactless pay at pump feature. ExxonMobil has announced a new contactless payment solution that uses NFC technology and QR codes for mobile payments. The payment method will be rolled out in stations across the U.S. by the end of 2020 and will allow customers to point and pay using their smartphones. Drivers can tap their smartphone to scan the QR code to pay. Then, the customer authorizes payment using Apple Pay, Google Pay or the ExxonMobil Rewards Plus app and selects the fuel grade. Another payment method introduced by ExxonMobil in 2020 is Amazon's Alexa Pay for Gas. JP Morgan Chase to launch card payment service Quick Accept. US-based JP Morgan Chase has announced the rollout of a checking account that is paired with a fintech-inspired fast card payment service called Quick Accept. Quick Accept lets merchants take card payments within minutes, either through a mobile app or a contactless card reader. Users will be able to see sales hit their Chase business accounts on the same day. The service is offered free of charge. The bank designed its Quick Accept card reader, a hardware device that processes card payments via tap, dip or swipe, internally with the help of a team gained from its 2017 WePay acquisition. JP Morgan will migrate a large portion of its small business customers to the new service. It will be targeting customers with less than $500 in annual revenue who want to avoid paying fees. TransferGo partners with Visa to bring global real-time transfers to users. TransferGo has partnered with Visa to bring real-time international money transfers to consumers' cards. According to the press release, the service is currently live in 32 markets, including Germany, Spain, Romania, Poland, Ukraine, and Turkey and has the potential to expand to a total of 178 countries in the future with additions such as the UK, Italy, and Nigeria. Together, TransferGo and Visa enable customers to send and receive funds through Visa's real-time push payments platform, Visa Direct. This means that consumers using TransferGo to send or receive funds will benefit from the speed and security of the Visa network when sending or receiving money overseas. By using this solution, customers can send payments directly to a card without having to navigate online banking or find the International Banking Account Number, IBAN. It's fast, convenient, and provides customers with greater choice and accessibility in how they move their money. Furthermore, the announcement comes at a time of growth for TransferGo, with over 2 million users and a $10 million investment boost that will enable the business to expand its global footprint and continue to launch new services on its cross-border payments platform. Mobile wallet transactions in India to exceed 1.4 trillion in 2024, says Global Data. Global Data has revealed that mobile wallet transactions are expected to surpass US$1.4 trillion in 2024. According to the press release, An analysis of Global Data's payment instrument analytics reveals that mobile wallet transactions in India were valued at US$5.4 billion in 2016. With consumers increasingly switching from cash to electronic payments, the value is expected to reach US$1.41 trillion in 2024. Moreover, in terms of transaction volume, an estimated 23.5 billion mobile wallet transactions will be carried out in 2020, which is expected to more than double to 54.7 billion in 2024. Besides, the acceleration of electronic payments has been one of the key objectives of the government's Digital India campaign. The government has been investing substantially in building long-term infrastructure for cashless payments. Furthermore, the introduction of Bharat QR, an interoperable QR code by the government agency National Payments Corporation of India, is an important milestone in this regard and paved the way for significant usage of mobile wallets. Overall, while there has been a constant rise in mobile wallet adoption in the past few years, the recent COVID-19 outbreak has further accelerated this trend as consumers are increasingly using wallets to avoid physical contact with POS machines. Additionally, Global Data's 2020 Banking and Payments Survey reveals that Google Pay is the most preferred mobile wallet brand, with more than 43% of the respondents having this wallet, followed by Paytm, 36%. Money-conscious Brits now buy big at the end of each month, OpenPay reveals. OpenPay has found that due to the pandemic, UK-based consumers now shun the payday treat, with 46% waiting until the end of the month to treat themselves after assessing finances. According to the press release, almost two-fifths, 38%, said that the pandemic had permanently changed their outlook on spending. The new payday treat has seen shoppers spend significantly less than they would have on payday, with the average monthly spend declining by 37%. Dropping from 134 British pounds and 40 pence to 84 British pounds and 70 pence, consumers will now spend 596 British pounds and 40 pence less per year on goods. It also appears that retailers will have to revise elements of marketing strategies to accommodate the change in behavior. Moreover, half of respondents, 50%, said that they found payday marketing intrusive, as concerns around privacy and search history continue to grow. Prior to the pandemic, fashion was by far the biggest payday treat, with over a third, 36%, of respondents spending on their wardrobe. However, government restrictions around the size of social groups and shortened establishment opening hours have caused a change in priorities, with now only 15% saying fashion is their go-to purchase. Overall, with people likely to be spending more time at home than ever over the next 6 months, OpenPay's research revealed the dawn of the smart home is on the horizon. The biggest purchase for UK-based consumers is consumer tech, with over a quarter, 27%, naming it as the top treat. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.